This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The United Arab Emirates Foreign Ministry says Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his family are in the UAE on humanitarian grounds. The Taliban have taken over the civilian side of Kabul International Airport as thousands of Afghans try to flee their country. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Hundreds of people were outside the airport early this morning, many apparently without passports, while the Taliban demanded to see documents before allowing the rare passenger inside. President Biden's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the Taliban have agreed to allow safe passage for civilians trying to leave Afghanistan.
There have been instances where we have received reports of people being turned away or pushed back or even beaten. We are taking that up in a channel with the Taliban to try to resolve those issues.
The U.S. Embassy has relocated to the military side of the airport, where it's coordinating the airlift of diplomats, foreigners, and Afghans who worked with the Americans. Additional U.S. troops have arrived and more are on the way, with a total of 6,000 expected to be involved in the coming days. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Wednesday the Taliban should be judged on their actions, warning countries against, quote, prematurely or bilaterally, end quote, recognizing the Islamist hardliners. He told Parliament, quote, we will judge this regime based on the choices it makes and by its actions rather than by its words, on its attitudes to terrorism, to crime and narcotics, as well as humanitarian access and the rights of girls to receive an education, end quote. The Taliban have blown up the statue of a Shiite militia leader who had fought against them during Afghanistan's civil war in the 1990s. The statue depicted a militia leader killed by the Taliban in 1996 when the Islamic militants seized power from the rival warlords. This is VOA News. Kuwaiti's finance minister has offered his resignation to the prime minister of the oil-rich Gulf Emirate, local newspapers reported Wednesday. A Kuwaiti government source confirms the resignation to Reuters. The minister continues to perform his duties pending a decision of the prime minister and will attend a cabinet meeting later Wednesday, the source said. The minister could not be reached for comment immediately after the publication of the reports. Belarus police Wednesday searched and detained employees of an independent news agency in an escalating crackdown on the media after President Alexander Lukashenko. The ex-Soviet country has been in political turmoil since a disputed presidential election last August that sparked historic demonstrations against Lukashenko's nearly three-decade rule. Wednesday, police searched the home of Belapan, news agency's editor-in-chief, before taking her to the outlet's newsroom for a search there, according to a website that is owned by Belapan. New restrictions aimed at curbing the spread of the coronavirus took effect in Israel Wednesday after the largely vaccinated country saw the highest daily infection rate since January. The measures announced Sunday require vaccination certificates or negative coronavirus tests to enter a range of public spaces, including restaurants and bars, cultural and sports venues, hotels and gyms. The same applies to worshippers wishing to enter synagogues, mosques, or churches with more than 50 people in attendance, all this according to the health ministry. The trend of bringing down infections has since reversed, driven by the spread of the more contagious Delta variant of the virus. Restrictions lifted in June were reimposed since July. U.S. federal officials extending into January a requirement that people on airline flights and public transportation wear face masks, a rule intended to limit the spread of COVID-19. The Transportation Security Administration's current order was scheduled to expire September 13th. An agency spokesperson said Tuesday the mandate will be extended until January 18th. Haitian officials raised the death toll from a deadly weekend earthquake by more than 500 Tuesday after Tropical Storm Grace forced a temporary halt to search and rescue efforts, a delay that fed growing anger and frustration among thousands who were left homeless. Grace battered southwestern Haiti, which was hit hardest by Saturday's quake, and officials warned some areas could get 15 inches of rain before the storm moved on. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com or download our mobile app. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.